This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back on May 5th of this year. We're talking no other than Peer-to-Peer Network, a.k.a. Moby Card Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol PTOP. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the chairman and CEO of the company, Josh Sedaris. Josh, welcome back to the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to come on your show. I always start with a little brief disclaimer. Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing can lead to loss of principal. There's no guarantees in the market. Forward-looking statements are subject to change, and you should always consult with a financial advisor before making any investment. But, you know, every time I come on your show, Everett, I've always faced a reveal, right? I mean, I wouldn't be on the show if I did. Moby Card is super proud to deliver our new technology platforms into the app stores to officially start the beta test program. I mean, that's right. You guys heard me correctly. Check the Apple Store app. Check the Google Play Store app. They've been approved. Both are now in the their respective stores, and the beta test program has officially begun. As of right now, declared on your show, Everett. You know, so what this means is this will allow our pre-selected beta testers to familiarize themselves with the app, ensure that the application of the app is natural and practical in their daily lives, highlight features that are working, you know, bring any bug fixes to our attention, and also allowing for suggestions for new features, you know, for our next phase of the Moby Card app. This application is going to surpass business networking. I mean, heck, this is going to revolutionize the industry. This app, in our opinion, will become the new way of sharing people's contact information and networking, you know, to their coworkers, potential leads, friends, family, new acquaintances, and overall network, you know, more efficiently, allowing people to know who to follow up with and when. You know, we are approved in the stores, officially kicking off our beta test program on our multiple apps. So, you know, as our shareholders are keenly aware of, we have two mobile apps, one for the Android, one for the iPhone. Both have been approved in their respective stores with a web app, and they might not know this, that operates other features on a laptop or desktop. It's also is completed the admin app, so that will have other features for data analytics. So you should try your beta testing, not just the mobile app, but log in from a desktop or laptop as well. And then there's an admin app. That's really for the company, and that's got a lot of cool bells and whistles as well. So there's really like a total of three or four applications now that we're going into this beta testing. So this is a huge milestone. Company is worth more today than it was yesterday. These are real assets to be reflected on the balance sheet in the plus category.
Well, congratulations. I mean, this is huge news for your shareholders, and it sounds like for the value of the company overall. So tell me about the beta testing program, and I want you to be a little bit elaborate on it.
Okay. It really is huge news. We've been working on this for quite some time now. This is really the entire kickoff of the new face of the company. So I want to remind people that this is a beta test phase. Okay, it will have glitches. It will have issues that need to be worked out by our technology partners. You know, as per the contract and the features that we pay for, obviously need to work and function properly. We have to make sure all of these features that we pay for are up and running. We know there's going to be some issues. So that's the reason you do a beta test program, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the first step will be that Moby Card will send out emails to all of our already signed up, I think it's 150 to 200 beta testers signed up months ago. We'll explain the requirements in this email that they receive for reporting today, for reporting issues and features that might not be fully implemented properly, you know, bugs, glitches, any broken code, we doubt there is any, but in case there is, and proper procedure to follow up for doing so. So, for instance, those beta testers that get this email will be required, and this is the first step, what device they're using. So if they experience an issue on an iPhone or an Android, we need to know which one that is as well as the model. So like Galaxy 7 or an iPhone 6S Plus. and so on, as the first criteria of reporting an issue. So that's number one. Secondly, the pre-selected beta testers need to compose a written email to our special beta test email, which is betatests@freemovicar.com. As this program head is going to be Connor Boyd. He's going to be running the beta test program. He's unable to join the show today, Everett, but he'll be on your next show that we come on to discuss the analytics of how our beta test went when we actually complete it. So they got to compose an email explaining what their issue is. And third, this is going to be helpful. It's not going to be always required, but as a rule of thumb, should be, you know, a top priority. The beta tester should include a screenshot in the email that they send with a screenshot of the issue as an attachment. Those emails will be top priority. So that's one, make and model of your phone. Two, describe the issue and written in the email. Third, document with a screenshot. If you've not, you know, reported your make or model, we're not even going to read those emails. So the apps are done differently depending on your device, Android or Apple. The model can actually make a difference too. For instance, really old phones will not be powerful, you know, enough to even do many of the features we have. As we're building a platform for the future of technology, not the outdated past. So if your phone's 10 years old, chances are many of the features will not work because your phone doesn't have the capacity to make them function. But you could still use the app on the web app if you're, you know, running Windows 10. So to elaborate a little bit further, once we get all this feedback and it's gathered over the next, you know, 2 to 6 weeks, until every feature is known to have been completed correctly, there will then be a 2-week period of bug support. Latitude will be purging the data, the test data from the MobiCard application, and then transitioning into a live mode. So this is extremely important. I want everyone to pay attention here. Everyone that signs up for the card now will have all their data deleted and must sign up again when we launch the enterprise app. So this is not the time to start promoting these apps to your coworkers, friends, or family. This is definitely not the time to start using this for your everyday business needs. This is strictly the beta test version that will have issues that we will need to be worked out so that we can fix them. These emails and cards that you set up now will be deleted and purged from the system upon completing the beta test phase. Now, once in live mode, MobiCard users will be creating their MobiCard officially for the enterprise application, and then that enterprise launch will be exciting for us to enter the user sign-up phase and finally bring this product to the world. So we're hoping this takes a month to top. This has been a huge undertaking. Most apps come out with initially just a few features. This is one of those apps that will have many, and I mean many features, with all the bells and whistles right out of it.
Hey, Josh, let me interject here just for a second. How long do you think the beta testing is going to last for?
So I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I think a lot of our technology partners have thought that, you know, maybe 2 weeks. I'm thinking I want to make sure that we get all of the functions and features done right. The whole purpose for a beta test is so that we can verify what we paid for is completed. So we want to make sure that we work with our partners to make sure that that is correct. So, you know, we waited this long. I don't want to launch an enterprise app and then have certain issues. So I can't give a definitive answer on that. And like I say, forward-looking statements are subject to change. I'm thinking a month, maybe a month and a half tops.
Well, let me ask you this. And how many features are there?
Well, that's the reason I think it will take a month and not the 2 weeks. There are at least 657 features in these apps combined. I mean, it's unlike anyone has ever seen before for a KVU enterprise. And it's about to take the market by storm. I mean, this platform, once it's ready to debut that enterprise to the masses after this beta test is complete, will, in my opinion, revolutionize the way business cards and networking is conducted. I mean, this, in my opinion, is like when calligraphy, it really is. This must be the feeling that Johannes Gutenberg felt when he invented the printing press, knowing how revolutionary it was and how it could change the world. That's how I feel right now.
That's funny.
After the printing press came out, calligraphy just died out. I think it's safe to say MobiCard is looking to take out paper business, the paper business card industry. I mean, Vista Print and other paper business card companies are about to be the way of the dinosaur. We put them on notice. I'll be putting out another press release soon about the actual features and the benefits more specifically. But for now, I'll just say sharing your card on your social media alone could lead to hundreds, if not thousands, of reshares, which could lead to thousands, if not tens of thousands, of new potential customers. And with our data analytics making it, you know, business cards more efficient, more effective, you can actually now be notified in real time when people look at your card. So when they open your card, you know, you might, in real time, you'll get a text message that someone opened your card, like on Saturday at 1 p.m. For example, John Smith opened your card. His mobile number is XYZ. I might decide to call him right then and there and say, hey, I saw you open my card. Would you like me to send you the paperwork or answer any questions? I mean, that's a real value. That's a real value to every sales organization across the country, especially now during these COVID-19 times. You know, due to COVID-19, I think it just makes our apps even more reasons for companies and people to switch to a new way of being, you know, more productive while still being able to share their information. So I think this is a unique opportunity, and the timing of this couldn't be better. There's never been a better time to launch our product, and the beta test phase is the last step before we really kick this off. So who knows where we go from now. I will make one other announcement on your show. Our new website is completed as well. That's going to complement it. We've worked very hard behind the scenes for how-to videos, the support and icon. Whole thing has been redone. So we're going to switch back off of the freemobicards.com and back to our original one. That website is www.freemobicard.com. Again, www.freemobicard.com.
Hey, Josh, before I let you go, you put out a press release in the middle of July for your second patent. Before I let you go, can you just give us a little bit about what that was?
Absolutely. So the actual term for that was an electronic interactive business card mobile software system with customer relationship management database. It's patent number 10616368. That's a utility patent as well and gives us unique material claims. I think that obviously is going to go as a huge asset to the plus side of the balance sheet category there on the assets. This specifically is going to relate to some of the individual features like that text back notification. When I share my card with you, Everett, and then you were to share your card with Holly, that's also in one of our solutions that's proprietary to us. That's really going to differentiate us from all of the other companies out there. Not only will we have a better app, but we'll have proprietary solutions that puts us above anybody else in the market. I think that was a huge announcement when I announced that second patent, and we actually have filed a third.
That's awesome. My guest today has been Josh Tadias. He's the chairman and CEO of Peer-to-Peer Network, also known better as MobiCard Inc. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets, ticker symbol PTOP. This is my personal opinion. Very undervalued here at 0008. Josh, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know, I've been a big fan. You've been on the show many a times, and you said it was going to come to fruition. You said there was going to be a paradigm shift in your industry. It looks like both of those have come to pass here.
Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. Who knows how high we can go from here.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.